There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, but too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy, Johnny Buck, here on The Johnny Buck Show. So, now what? All right. Real quick housekeeping shit, if you are watching on the YouTubes, which you are going to YouTube now, give me a subscribe. That's awesome. Comments are great too, whatever. If you are listening on the podcast of anything, give me a five-star review, like, subscription, whatever it is you guys do. That way we can help impact more people's lives. Hey, look. Oops. My wife's in a picture. Anyways, yes, my brain's a shit, so... All right, so on to the podcast. Now what? Okay, so we were talking about raising our floor. We were talking about how, you know, and like how much I've improved, how much I've grown. If you're listening to this podcast at this point, you're probably one of my friends, so you've seen this. Well, thank you guys for telling me that. It does mean a lot. But what next? Hey, what do you do now that you're moving up? So right now, I'm operating at a very good level, still the same entrepreneurial headaches, autoimmune headaches, relationship headaches, schedule, all these headaches that we always have, but they're easy, man. I had a fucking, I'm like, oh shit, I need 12 grand in 2 days. That's not a big deal anymore, right? I know it's going to happen. I've set the process up. We'll be good to go there. My schedule's crazy. I was supposed to be coaching a jiu-jitsu tournament. If you guys can hear a little nasally, still congested, but so I'm going to I got awesome team. Boo Boo and Cord are taking care of the team at Fuji. So I'm heading down to South Carolina to coach my Muay Thai guys. Anyways, so I got a lot going on. Also, the plumbing company starting up. Okay, that is good to go. We are everything but fucking married, man. We both said yes. I guess I do on the paperwork and shit, but we're getting that all hashed out. So I have a lot going on. But what happens is, these are all challenges, and I know I've talked to you guys about this before. If it's your first time, remember to go like and subscribe and shit. But, shameless plugs. As I've grown, as I've improved my skill set, my abilities to do different things or whatever situation is, right, I get more efficient. So right now, and I've been talking about, there's a couple key tasks. If you guys have been following along, if you're watching the YouTubes, you can see this. What have I done? I don't want to look. Okay. I've got four key tasks that I've been working on. And if you've been following a while, I had six key tasks and I would miss them. I was inconsistent. But right now it's workout, which means continuously moving for 30 minutes or more. So I walk, that counts. Lifting weights counts. Jiu-jitsu counts. Whatever it is counts. Okay. As long as I'm moving at least 30 minutes a day. So 26 days in a row, 27 days in a row of reading. So I read. I don't have 10 pages down. I just read. I read until I feel like I got enough out of it. But I don't say, I read today. I read 6 pages, or 6 minutes, So I make sure I'm doing something. I'm sober. Haven't drank alcohol in 211 days. So proud of that one. I'm going to do at least a year. See what happens. I like whiskey. I like wine. In the very beginning, it was kind of hard. I was like, man, I'd like to have a glass of whiskey right now. Man, and I've had a really interesting... I'll talk about my adventure with alcohol. On another show. I think that'd be good. Interesting. Just to see. Kind of reflect. But and then writing. I write every single day. I write in the Day One app. It's free. It's on Facebook. Nope. What is this thing? iPhone. I use that. So those are the key tasks I've been working on. And I'm checking them off very easily almost every single day. Over 95% on all three of those. So 97% on each of those in the past 30 days. So I'm very consistent with that. We talked about putting $1 in your bank account every day is better than putting $5 in your bank account every week because there's a 40% extra return at the end of the year. I think that's what it is. Anyways, for another app, one of my coach's apps, WinRate Consulting, I have three tasks right now. Read, okay? So, and these are different, but they're not. They're same. They're whatever. Fucking join WinRate if you want to learn what it is. But I read. I had 30 minutes commit. Continuous movement and then random touch where I randomly send a text. I literally scroll through my friend list or messages. I hit a button and then I fucking send them a message sending love their way. And it's not just like some, hey, hope you have a great day. I do generally want you guys to have good days. I do want you to have a better day. So a little ray of sunshine here and there sending some positive vibes is fucking nice, man. You know, it's lonely out there. It's tough. Life's tough right now. So I do that. And then I've been able to do a lot more now or lately than I have been. So I get done with most of my tasks early. You know, I've got long days and short days, but I make sure all my tasks are done. So I have a lot of free time right now. excuse me. I do have a lot of free time in theory, but it's because I'm getting more efficient. I can knock these tasks out. So what I'm going to be doing now is adding a few more things. And this is how I'm personally growing. All right. So I've raised my floor, the minimum operate. I can do those things without fucking thinking. If I really wanted to, I could knock out all those things before 10 a.m. All right. So because I've gotten good at building those habits and not failing and feeling stupid because I fail and judge myself. Listen, you guys are going to fucking judge yourself harder than anybody else is. Right? You're going to give yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. You're going to give yourself a 6 or a 3. And everybody's like, oh, you're doing 8 or a 5. You know what? You're doing a lot better than you see. That's just part of being a driven person. So what I'm doing now is adding different things. All right, so I have initiatives, okay? These initiatives are things that I want to accomplish each quarter, every 3 months, 90 days, or annually, biannually, whatever it is. I have these blocks of time that I want to accomplish this in 3 months, 6 months, whatever. And I'm not a huge fan of SMART goals. We'll talk about that again. This 90 days, I'm going to focus on this project. So I've got gym projects or Road Combat Club projects. I have my house projects, right? So I got my fucking chickens, dude. Chickens are slinging eggs out like a motherfucker right now, between 2 and 4 eggs a day. I got garlic growing, dude. I'm having a good old time with this shit. I'm being a fucking farmer. But I got these things that I'm working on, and there's more to do, and my wife and I just plan some more out. So I got my initiatives for different things, and then my new business with my partner, Jesse. We're going to be starting a plumbing company. So I'm sorry, guys. I kicked all my shit in the floor. One of my stickers fell and was bothering me. All right. My brain's a shit show. Listen to the intro. All right. So because I have so much free time right now, what I'm going to do is add more things. All right. So we talk about not going from 30 to 100. If you try and go from 30 to 100, you're going to do it for a second and your car's going to break down. You're going to be a piece of shit and you're going to feel bad about yourself. Man, so I'm going 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, right? I've been operating really well at 50, 60 for a while now. Even when I'm sick, right? I drop down to like 45. Dude, I'm doing 50% better than I was a year ago. Right? Even on my worst day. So being critical of yourself, but being fair, it's been really tough for me, and it's something I've really gotten better at as of late, and I'm really excited about it. So, most recently, you've been fucking that self doubt creeped in, you know, that fucking abusive conversation. Like, here's my thing. You would never talk to somebody you love and care about the way you talk to yourself. I know I wouldn't. Like, for me, for a fucking fact, dude, I abuse myself a lot of the times. I'm terrible to myself sometimes. I'm trying to get better. I am a lot better, but you know, it's tough. So I caught myself, man, you've been fucking lazy the past few weeks. You've been doing this, you've been doing that. I'm like, no, motherfucker, you've been really, really good. You've been efficient as fuck. So let's step up to 60. Okay. So what I'm doing now is adding, I'm adding new tasks. I'm adding things I had to work on. I'm adding actual blocks of time. Again, I have failed at this for fucking over a year, but I finally got to the point where I'm confident I can do it. And if I can't do it, I'll continue working on it until I do. So I've got my initiatives laid out. So what I need to do now, as I'm working on this, is look at my initiative. All right. So let's just use what's one I'm doing right now for my house. So I'm making new garden boxes. So initiatives, garden boxes. All right. My wife wants raised beds. We're gonna fucking put raised beds in there. So what do you need to do? You need to get a material list. You need to measure to get a material list, you know, order this, order that. So I wrote all the steps down that I need to do. And I started checking them off and putting them on like, all right, what's next? What's the next thing I need to do? Well, I need to measure the things and then do that. All right. Then what do I need to do? I need to find out how much dirt to order. Then what I need to do? I need to go pick them up and build them. It's going to take however long it's going to take. Then what do? I have the dirt delivered on the same day or a similar day. That way I can get out there. Then what do I do? So I have each step, and then I'm going to start putting them on my calendar with things to do. You know, for me personally, Monday is fucking slammed. All I do on Monday is I go from first thing in the morning to evening. I've got 8:30 jiu-jitsu, 9:30, what's that shit called? I got a coaching call where I work with the consulting company I work with. Then I lift, then I have a meeting, then I have it's a regular meeting this week, and then a little more shit around the gym, and then I go home, right? And I lift at some point. Usually I walk with my wife or whatever it is. And I'm fucking mentally exhausted by the time I get home. So that's Monday. Tuesday, I go back in the evening and coach. So Tuesday I work on things for my gym, right, that are what we discussed on Monday or that are on my initial list, right? Wednesday, personal stuff day. I do social media. I do other shit like that, whatever. That's kind of like a catch day. Thursday is a house day. I do things for the house in general. Go out with my wife. You know, we do date nights twice a month. I actually go out and do date night stuff. Friday, I go in the morning, coach my guys. I coach with my fighters, or my employees, whatever. Then I do meetings. I set up 2 45-minute meetings a day on Friday to just touch base with them. Then I go home and I just fucking see where my brain's at. You know, I get my workout in or whatever it is. I spend time with my wife. Saturday, I go in and coach, or this weekend, I'm going to coach in South Carolina. And then Sunday, I try and recover a little bit, and then we do home stuff. So a lot of this is based on those things. So what I'm going to be doing is adding little chunks of time in those days, 2 hours at a time probably, to work on my different initiatives. So that's going to allow me to move even faster. And I was talking about exponential growth the other day. If you guys are watching the video, it's kind of flat. It's kind of flat, and it goes up a little bit, it goes up a little bit, and all of a sudden it just fucking skyrockets. That's what momentum is. That's what consistency is. So, you know, I know this is pretty crazy and fast. I'm going to give you a quick recap. All right. If you want to improve your life, one, stop being abusive to yourself. Like, be good to yourself, man. That's number one. Number two, I would say have whatever your plans are and then put them on the calendars. Number three, and then just execute. All right. One of the biggest things is people wait for the plans to be perfect before they execute, you know, and I talk about it a lot. A poor plan executed well, or something poorly planned executed well, is a million times better than something perfectly planned and never executed. So I want you guys to go find things you want to work on, improve your life, whatever it is you guys want to do, focus on that. And that's where I'm at right now. So working more efficiently, I'm focusing on the plumbing company. I'm working on getting Rogue Combat Club where I want it to be as well, getting my house dialed in like I want to, because these are things that I want. This is who I want to be known for. It's what I want to be. It's the man I want to be. You know, one of my things, I will have the most perfect tract of land for my family. Well, we got fucking chickens. Chickens are cool. We got our trees growing. We have some more gardens and shit. We're doing things like that. And I want to be a present husband. So I'm going to spend time with my wife. Right after this, we're going to go fucking get a little walk on, which exercise, important. So just find out what you guys are doing, man, like, and start working consistently towards it. If you need anything, please hit me up. I'm more than happy to help you guys figure some of these things out. You know, if you're on the YouTube, man, put the comments in there. I'll reply to all of them. I interact with all of them. I don't know what it's called on YouTube. Look, I'm just growing, man. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just moving constantly towards where I want to be, who I want to be, what I want to be known for. And I want to help you guys. So I love you guys. I want to see you win. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. I will catch you later.